Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Brachin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Harry Brachin. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Kell reaches second base with a double. Wertz throws the ball into Young, who relays the ball to Berry, who tags Kell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Evers goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Dick Kruhoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruhoski takes first base on ball four. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive towards the mound. Burchine catches it and throws to first to double up Goodman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Burchine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchine hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards second. Goodman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Goodman. Young scores. Kokos moves to third. Edwards moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Dick Kruhoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruhoski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kruhoski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Kruhoski reaches second base with a double. Kokos scores. Edwards scores. Wirtz goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Dyke moves to second. Ike DeLock now pitching. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Burchin bunts towards the mound. DeLock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dyke moves to third. Berry moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kokos hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dyke scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeLock moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeLock moves to third. Goodman moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. DeLock scores. Goodman moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Gurnett scores. White moves to second. It's Red Sox, 5, Browns, 5. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burchin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kokos hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Browns. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Satchel Paige now pitching. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Hoot Evers. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Umflett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Groth. Umflett reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 6, Browns, 6. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Umflett moves to third. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Umflett scores. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder bunts towards first. Krahoski catches it and throws to Young, who tags Lepon for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Kinder covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Groth reaches second base with a double. Bill Henry now pitching. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Vic Wirtz. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Dick Krahoski. Ben Flowers now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.